Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 15, Anime Episode 7. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 7?
Well, the title of Episode 7 is Grand Duel. Zoro the Swordsman versus Kabaji the Acrobat. And I will admit my memory is a little spotty on this one because just a lot of things have happened. We've been busy since we watched the episode. But I will try to remember as much as I can. I think we left off. We're still in that street in town near the pet shop. And Luffy was facing off against Buggy the Clown and all of his minions. And Nami is there, Zoro is there, and also what's his name? Muji? Muji, the beast tamer, shows up. As what I can remember is that they fire, Buggy fires a cannon at Luffy, and Luffy does a new attack, which is Gummo Gummo Balloon, and he blows himself up, his stomach gets really big, like a balloon, and the cannonball goes into his stomach and then bounces back, shoots back, and blows up in Buggy's face. Buggy is very resilient and does not die from this. Let's see. Some of the other stuff going on. The mayor was mad that Luffy was getting involved, and he wanted to be the one to defend his town. But Luffy basically just knocked him unconscious, knocked him into a wall, basically for his own good. Just knocked him out so that he wouldn't get himself killed. And then he had the combat with Buggy, and then Buggy sent Kabaji the Acrobat to fight Luffy. But Zoro got involved. Yeah, Zoro was involved, and Kabaji went to fight Zoro. And so they faced off. Kabaji was riding a unicycle and doing a lot of things that I would not classify as things an acrobat does. Just weird things like throwing spinning metallic things at Zoro, but he did get he stabbed him right through the gut in the exact same wound. It just shows how tough Zoro is, I guess. He wanted to show that to Kabaji. And he ended up defeating Kabaji and then collapsing, just being completely exhausted. It's like, no, I'm going to go to sleep right here in the street. Nami is just perplexed all the time with these people. And so she snuck away. She went into Buggy's stores and she was going to steal all this treasure. One of the pirates that was asleep wakes up and is going to, you know, capture her or kill her or whatever. And then they did a really tasteless joke about a chest with a, you know, camera zooming in on her chest. And very funny. She used that moment to knock his lights out. She found this chest, she opened it, and she, lo and behold, had found the map to the Grand Line. So she got that. Buggy squared off directly with Luffy. And we got to see more evidence of Buggy's separation man powers. He was using his big clawed knife hands and trying to kill Luffy, and he actually cut Luffy's straw hat with his knives, and that made Luffy really mad, because it turns out that Buggy knows Shanks, that they had sailed together, and Buggy hates Shanks for some reason. And so when he found out that that was Shanks' hat, he was really taunting Luffy. And it's the first time we've ever seen Luffy get really, really unhinged, you know, angry, because he wants to defend Shanks' name and his honor. And Buggy apparently knows something about Shanks that he may or may not reveal to Luffy in the next episode. We'll have to see. I think that's where it ended. I think that's what I can remember.
Who is Kabachi the Acrobat?
Who is Kabachi the Acrobat?
This is Kabachi the Acrobat. He rides a unicycle. He has a long coat with no sleeves. He does not like to wear shirts, apparently. But he does enjoy a blue and white checked scarf and a green sash. And he wields a big sword. And he is apparently an acrobat. He has some different tricks, including some sort of throwing stars that he can fling outward. And he has long black hair.
What was the setting in this episode?
The episode took place primarily in the street from the previous episode, in the area in front of the pet store, a pet food shop, and with a brief scene in the treasure room of Buggy the Clown.
What was the combat in this episode?
There were various attacks from Kabachi, including some sort of throwing star devices, and his sword attack, of course. There was also a attack from Luffy called Gomu Gomu no Balloon, where he blew up like a balloon in order to absorb the impact of a cannonball and rebound it towards the cannon.
What were the special moves for this episode?
Buggy demonstrated more of his separation power, separating his hand with his knives to attack Luffy and slash his hat. Kabachi used his unicycle to bounce high into the air and come down at Zoro.
Oni
Kiri.
Gomu Gomu no Fusen. Bara Bara Ho. Bara Bara Senbei.
Bara Bara
Bara Kinkish Tissue.
Gomu Gomu no
Ama.
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 Very good. Barker, do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, I think we're on a cliffhanger of some potentially interesting information about Shanks. Curious to hear what the revelation is about from Buggy about what he thinks he knows about Shanks and what will happen next.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 7. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!